buying or selling your property? New Zealand Residential Property Sale and Purchase Agreement Guide. Adapted in 2024 by Accessible Formats Service, Blind Low Vision, Auckland. Note, there is a logo at the top of the page for REA, Real Estate Authority, Te Mana Papawhenua. This guide tells you 1. What a sale and purchase agreement is. 2. What's in a sale and purchase agreement. 3. What happens after you sign the sale and purchase agreement. 4. What happens if you have a problem? And 5. Where to go for more information? Where to go for more information? This guide is available in other languages. You can find translated copies of this guide on rea.govt.nz and settled.govt.nz. The New Zealand Residential Property Agency Agreement Guide is also available on settled.govt.nz. The guide tells you more about the agreement you signed with the agency helping to sell your property. We welcome any feedback you have on this publication. The information in this guide was accurate when published. However, the requirements this information is based on can change at any time. Up-to-date information is available at rea.govt.nz. Key things to know about sale and purchase agreements. 1. A sale and purchase agreement is a legally binding contract between you and the other party involved in buying or selling a property. 2. You must sign a written sale and purchase agreement to buy or sell a property. 3. You need to read and understand the sale and purchase agreement before you sign it. 4. Even if a standard sale and purchase agreement is being used, you should always get legal advice before you sign the agreement and throughout the buying and selling process. 5. You can negotiate some of the terms and conditions in a sale and purchase agreement. 6. You can include additional clauses such as what to do if there are special circumstances. Your lawyer plays an important role in providing advice on what the sale and purchase agreement should say. 7. A sale and purchase agreement becomes unconditional once all the conditions are met. 8. In most cases, the real estate professional is working for the seller of the property, but they must treat the buyer fairly. 9. If your real estate professional or anyone related to them wants to buy your property, they must get your written consent to do this. They must also give you a valuation of your property by an independent registered valuer. And 10. The sale and purchase agreement is only available in English. You may need assistance interpreting it if English is not your primary language. What a sale and purchase agreement is. A sale and purchase agreement is a legally binding contract between you and the other party involved in buying or selling a property. It sets out all the details, terms, and conditions of the sale. This includes things such as the price, any chattels being sold with the property, whether the buyer needs to sell another property first or needs a property inspection and the settlement date. A sale and purchase agreement provides certainty to both the buyer and the seller about what will happen when. What's in a sale and purchase agreement? Your sale and purchase agreement should include the following things. Basic details of the sale. Different sale methods like tender or auction might mean the sale and purchase agreement can look different, but all sale and purchase agreements should contain 1. The names of the people buying and selling the property. 2. The address of the property. 3. The type of title, for example, freehold or leasehold. 4. The price. 5. Any deposit the buyer must pay. 6. Any chattels being sold with the property, for example, whiteware or curtains. 7. Any specific conditions you or the other party want fulfilled. 8. How many working days you have to fulfill your conditions, if there are any conditions. 9. The settlement date, the date the buyer pays the rest of the amount for the property, which is usually also the day they can move in. And 10. The rate of interest the buyer must pay on any overdue payments, such as being late on paying the deposit or the remaining amount at the settlement date. General obligations and conditions you have to comply with. The sale and purchase agreement includes general obligations and conditions that you will need to comply with. For example, these may include 1. Access rights. what access the buyer can have to inspect the property before settlement day. 2. Insurance, to make sure the property remains insured until the settlement date and outline what will happen if any damage occurs before settlement day. 3. Default by the buyer. The buyer may have to compensate the seller if they don't settle on time, for example, with interest payments. 4. Default by the seller. The seller may have to compensate the buyer if they don't settle on time, for example, by paying accommodation costs. And 5. Eligibility to buy the property in New Zealand. People who have migrated to New Zealand may not be permitted to immediately buy property or may need to get consent from the Overseas Investment Office. Your lawyer will explain these clauses to you. Check. Always check your sale and purchase agreement with a lawyer before signing. Buying or selling a property where the owner isn't able to participate, like a mortgagee sale or deceased estate, can mean the real estate professional has limited information about the property. It pays to allow for this when deciding what conditions the buyer and seller might need. Remember, before you sign a sale and purchase agreement, whether you're the buyer or the seller, the real estate professional must give you a copy of this guide. They must also ask you to confirm in writing that you have received it. Specific conditions a buyer may include. Some buyers will present an unconditional offer, which means there are no specific conditions to be fulfilled. Some buyers will include one or more conditions that must be fulfilled by a specified date in their offer, such as 1. Title search. This is done by the buyer's lawyer to check who the legal owner of the property is and to see if there are any other interests over the property, such as caveats or easements. 2. Finance. This refers to the buyer arranging payment, often requiring bank approval for a mortgage or loan. 3. Valuation report. A bank may require the buyer to obtain a valuation of the property, an estimate of the property's worth on the current market, before they agree to a loan. 4. Land Information Memorandum, LIM or LIM, provided by the council. This report provides information about the property such as rates, building permits and consents, drainage, planning and other important information. 5. Property Inspection. A buyer paying for an inspection provides an independent overview of the condition of the property rather than relying on an inspection that is being arranged by the seller. 6. Engineers or surveyors report, similar to the above but more focused on the entire section and the structure of the property. 7. Sale of another home. The buyer may need to sell their own home in order to buy another. The real estate professional helps the buyer and the seller to include the conditions they each want. Even though the real estate professional works for the seller, they also have to deal fairly and honestly with the buyer. While they're not expected to discover hidden defects, they can't withhold information and must tell the buyer about any known defects with the property. If a buyer needs time to check a property for defects, including a property inspection, condition may be important. What happens after you sign the sale and purchase agreement? Signing the sale and purchase agreement is not the end of the sale or purchase process. Both parties work through the conditions until the agreement is unconditional. A conditional agreement means the sale and purchase agreement has one or more conditions that must be met by a specified date and before the sale goes through. The buyer pays the deposit. Depending on what the sale and purchase agreement says, the buyer may pay the deposit when they sign the agreement or when the agreement becomes unconditional. If the deposit is made to the real estate agency, it must be held in the agency's trust account for 10 working days before it can be released to the seller. An agreement for sale and purchase commits you to buy or sell. Once you've signed the sale and purchase agreement and any conditions set out in it have been met, you must complete the sale or purchase of the property. The length of time between the conditions being met and the settlement date varies. Settlement periods can be lengthy if the property hasn't been built yet or the sale and purchase agreement includes conditions for one party to buy or sell another property. The real estate professional has obligations to keep you informed of important updates that come up during this time. Pre-settlement inspection. This is the chance for the buyer to check the property and chattels are in the same condition they were when the sale and purchase agreement was signed, and to check that the seller has met any conditions, for example, there is no damage to walls or chattels having been removed from the property. It's important to raise any concerns you find at pre-settlement inspection with your lawyer and the real estate professional as soon as possible to allow enough time for an issue to be resolved. If it's less than 24 hours before settlement, the vendor may be obligated to set things right. Payment of a commission. Once the sale is complete, the seller pays the real estate professional for their services. The real estate agency usually takes the commission from the deposit they're holding in their trust account. The seller should make sure the deposit is enough to cover the commission. The real estate professional cannot ask the buyer to pay for their services if they have been engaged by the seller. The buyer pays the rest. The buyer pays the remainder of the amount for the property on the day of settlement, usually through their lawyer. Buying a tenanted property. If the property is tenanted, the agreement for sale and purchase should specify this. It may also contain a specific date for possession that may differ from the settlement date. If the buyer requires the property to be sold with vacant possession, it is the seller's responsibility to give the tenant notice to vacate in accordance with the tenant's legal rights. It is recommended that you seek legal advice if you are buying a property that is currently tenanted. What happens if you have a problem? If something has gone wrong, first discuss your concern with the real estate professional or their manager. All agencies must have in-house procedures for resolving complaints. If you can't resolve the issue with the real estate agency or you don't feel comfortable discussing it with them, you can contact the Real Estate Authority, REA. We can help in a number of ways if your complaint is about the real estate professional. For example, we can help you and the real estate professional or agency to resolve the issue and remind them of their obligations under the Real Estate Agents Act 2008. When you contact us, we'll work with you to help you decide the best thing to do. Call us on 0800 367 7322. Email us at info@rea.govt.nz or visit us online at rea.govt.nz. About settled.govt.nz. Settled.govt.nz guides you through home buying and selling. Buying or selling your home is one of the biggest financial decisions you will make. It's a complex and sometimes stressful process with potentially significant emotional and financial impacts if things go wrong. Settled.govt.nz provides comprehensive, independent information and guidance for home buyers and sellers. You can find information about the risks and how they can impact you and get useful tips on how to avoid some of the major potential problems. Settled.govt.nz will help to inform and guide you through the process from when you're thinking of buying or selling right through to when you're moving in or out. You'll find valuable information, checklists, quizzes, videos and tools. From understanding LIMs to sale and purchase agreements to when to contact a lawyer, settled.govt.nz explains what you need to know. Settled.govt.nz is brought to you by the Real Estate Authority, Te Mana Papa Whenua, REA. For more information on home buying and selling, visit settled.govt.nz or email info@settled.govt.nz. About the Real Estate Authority, Te Mana Papa Whenua, REA. REA is the independent government agency that regulates the New Zealand real estate profession. Our purpose is to promote and protect the interests of consumers buying and selling real estate and to promote public confidence in the performance of real estate agency work. What we do. Our job is to promote a high standard of conduct in the real estate profession and protect buyers and sellers of property from harm. 1. We provide independent information for people who are buying and selling property through our settled.govt.nz website. 2. We provide guidance for real estate professionals and oversee a complaints process. 3. We license people and companies working in the real estate industry. 4. We maintain a code of conduct setting out the professional standards real estate professionals must follow. And 5. We maintain a public register of real estate professionals that includes information about disciplinary action taken in the last 3 years. The Real Estate Agents Authority is a Crown agent established under the Real Estate Agents Act 2008. The Real Estate Authority is the operating name of the Real Estate Agents Authority. For more information. To find out more about REA, visit rea.govt.nz. Call us on 0800 3677 322 or email us at info@rea.govt.nz. approved under Section 133 of the Real Estate Agents Act 2008, effective from the 14th of October 2022.